This time on TNT,
it's the introduction of, hey, take it easy, guy.
We play Giant Tiger Flyer, lower or higher.
And we play Hudson Bay Flyer, lower or higher. That's all coming up right now on TNT.
You're the only ones that get uni.
So here's what happened, Bot.
What a scene,
Bot. We recorded episode 160, whatever this is, used a little Zoom camera, uploaded the files to our bud, Aaron. No sound on my files.
Nothing.
Finding brand new ways to get pooched by technology.
Yeah, and the ongoing saga of technical issues with this podcast.
Your instinct was maybe the audio files were separate somewhere on my computer. No. Turns out they weren't. Turns out the Zoom is on a timeout. I've put the Zoom in my room. It's under a thing. And I bought an iPad at the Staples. So now I'm recording the video part and the audio part on iRig on the new iPad.
Yeah.
And then you and I are FaceTiming on Carol's phone because I forgot my phone today. So we're doing a sneaky redo.
It's a
Sunday night redo. This is Sugar Daisy's birthday. It's also Remembrance Day.
Yeah.
So my gals have gone out for an hour. So I have a sneaky window to do a redo.
Happy birthday. It's Lisa's birthday tomorrow.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So Shug is the 11th. Lisa's the 12th. Indy's the 15th. Wonder why.
It's a November scene. The Scorpios. The girls there.
Yeah. You know, I have to say, Shug turned 9 today. And it is inconceivable. Were you at all 3 of your children's births?
Yes.
You were there for all 3?
Yes.
So, I don't know how much we've talked about this before, but Hollywood paints this, like, Vaseline lens, beautiful, your knees buckling moment where you've never, anything you've ever done doesn't matter compared to childbirth. That was not my experience. I was, you know, worried about Carol. There's a lot going on. It's different and new. But, man, the one constant bit of advice people give you is, you know, the days feel long, but the years go by fast. And I cannot believe that our daughters are 9 and 7. That's just nuts.
I know. I feel you rolling into, you know, 12, 11, and 8.
Yeah. It's 12 crazy. Is like preteen.
Yeah, 12 is, John's almost right there where it's like the teenage rock concert's about to start, where you can tell he's just kind of, his personality is blooming.
Like, does he want to go places with his friends?
Well, you know, more like talk to friends, but he doesn't necessarily, it's not about shying away. It's just more the shaping of the personality and the more individuality starting to show. You know, the more, this is who I am, this is how I think, and so therefore, it's, you know, there's more opinions going around. He questions what I say more. You know, I'm wrong sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, not only like with what's happening in a situation, but he'll say something about like
down,
a movie, like a movie that came out, and I'd be like, no, that's not true, and he turns out he's right, you know? Like, I think it was Freddy movies, the Friday the 13th movies. There's no mask. He didn't have the mask on until the third movie or something like that. I was like, that's not true. But I couldn't find any shots of him with the mask on from like the first 2 movies.
And he was right.
Yeah.
It's giving you the business.
Yeah.
Do they call you the old man?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Do they hold your hand in the mall?
Anna, still. Or
the bride, no?
Not really anymore. Jack once in a while with traffic. They're both affectionate, but you know what I mean? Like, it's just, eventually, 13-year-old, like, you don't need to hold my hand going across the street where I'm good.
I asked Shug today, out of curiosity, do I do anything that embarrasses you? And she says no because we were running down the running bits that I have with her friends, like asking for gas money when I drive them home or saying a cookie is free, but there's a $5 handling charge, like just dad jokes. And yeah. I was pretty sure she'd be like, to be honest, I don't really like it when you do that. But she's like, I like it when you do it, but I think it's just getting a little old.
Oh, see?
She's not wrong, nice. Though, is the thing.
She's put, yeah.
It is getting That's a little
they,
old.
They give you the honesty.
I don't mind it, though. I like it.
Hang on. I have to let Rebel out so people get to see me walk down the hall and back. Hang on, bud.
I'm going to get Henry then.
Let you go down here.
This is entertaining.
Jeez.
I left to take the dog out and you brought the dog in.
Henry says, I got my hoodie on. He says, with the pom-poms.
Why you put... He's all pissed off again.
No, he's not. He's having a ball. Yeah. There you go, bud. Hi, boy.
The hi, boy.
Who's a good boy? What is that, hen? For people listening to the audio podcast, that is less than entertaining.
What I was seeing was... Well, I didn't even see it because you were taking it right to the people. But you were you're shoving Henry's face into the lens, not unlike Dr. Tong from SCTV.
If you're listening to the audio podcast, now's a good chance to go look it up on Google because you can see Henry's face. His little heart's beating pretty hard, so I'm gonna put him down. Hi, bud. Who's a good bully?
He's sitting there and he's got, you put him in some kind of, what is that? A sweater, I guess he's got on?
Yeah, it's
on,
a hoodie with pom-poms on it. Yeah.
Yeah. And no licks on the face. You're not getting any licks now.
No, Rebsy doesn't wear clothes, does he?
No. But he has a pretty thick coat, Rebs.
Yeah,
like he does all have. Fur. We got him these little tiny boots. You know, the little booties for when it's really cold outside?
Yeah, will he even walk with them on, though?
Well, he was walking around in the house with this big, like, stick kind of legs, and they're falling off. But in the...
Sometimes when you put that stuff on them, they won't even move.
Yeah, no, they were good. They're small enough. He's got little tiny legs. They're like your finger with little
fur on them. Hey, Tags, you know you get notices from the universe that you're doing a good job as a parent, and there are moments where it's like, this is all working. Shug got to pick where we went for dinner as a family tonight. Where do you think we went?
Oh, yeah. Swiss Chalet?
Friggin' rights we did.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the kids' menu at Swiss Chalet, they have pizzas, and they have hamburgers. Like, stuff... If you told me you could get a pizza at Swiss Chalet, I would have thought you were on the glue.
Yeah, that's interesting. You can do that, eh?
Pizza. You get a Shirley Temple?
People wouldn't, everybody knew that, didn't they? But you can also get, burgers and stuff there.
I didn't know that. See, I made a mistake. I was trying to get the chicken and rib festive special combo. I said Ribsy? The rib festive combo, so it came with no chicken. Carol dealt me out on her chicken, so it was good.
This is what I call a JT zoom in. Watch.
How do you do that? You know, there's a move in a lot of films that you see when the camera dollies in and zooms out at the same time. And it's when they want to suggest, like, a character, like, the ground they're standing on is not... gonna hold them. Dolly and zoom out is the classic horror movie move.
There, now I'm closer to the wall.
Closer to the wall. What are we gonna do this week, bud?
Well, we could I mean, this is interesting because of all the technical gaffes. We've lost a couple things. One thing we didn't do was the Take It Easy guy, which I think is a pretty funny guy. It's basically when you're actually...
Okay, let's do that guy.
Yeah, when you actually have to tell someone to take it easy. It's a big step. It's a big thing to say. Like in a conversation when someone you first met and you have to say, take it easy. That's like some. It's not nothing, right?
No.
Something like
it's a real gut check thing. So you have to figure out, I'll be the guy, and you have to figure out where the line is that you're like, okay, man, take it easy. Just so yeah. I'm clear, is take it easy coming from a place of love, or is it a warning?
I guess it depends on the person.
Right.
It's a reaction to things getting out of hand, right? Like,
but you have to feel a little bit threatened, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't throw, like, take it easy is like a step from like physical movement, arms pushing, you know what I mean?
Other phrases include calm down or relax. Neither of which
those
makes
are
me
good.
Do
yeah.
either of those things.
Take it easy is better because calm down means like why someone's not calm, and relax means what they're not relaxed. Take it easy is like, it's in between, it's the buffer of like, it's maybe it's not you, right? Maybe it's me.
Right. You're overwhelming me.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be the guy. You ready? I was just looking up some OLP stuff I can hit you with.
Oh no, right?
Yeah.
Do this?
Yeah. You ready?
Yeah.
So you just have to see where the natural line is for you to say, hey, buddy, take it easy. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm
for
coming
sure.
in.
Well, yeah. Not
count me
coming
in.
In.
Count me in
so
for three.
Where are we? And you just met me where? Like,
we're at Crocodile like Rock. You had to go for, there's like some high school reunion thing. Like one of the guys, and there's everybody's getting together because it's a thing. And you were like, and Lisa was like, you should go. You know what? You should go. So you're there, and then this dude is a busboy there.
No, okay, whatever. No, he's there getting into things, though. Busboy wouldn't be partying, right?
No.
Is this guy?
Okay,
this guy's
getting... so am I your Uber driver on the way down?
No. You gotta be some dude and some bro in the bar, right?
Okay. Okay, so I didn't go to your high school, but I asked my friend if he would take me to this because there was a chance you might be there. Okay, good. Love it. Count me in from three.
Okay. Three, two, one, you're in, bud.
Taggart?
Yeah,
Jeremy
hey.
Taggart. Oh, yeah. Man, this is crazy.
What's your name, man?
What? I don't know,
what's
man.
Your...
I don't even know. Darren. My name is Darren. Dude.
How's it going, Darren?
I said to Corey, can I go with you to that thing? Because if Taggart's there, 20 years I've been waiting to say this to you, my man. You have been there for so many formative moments in my life. Dude, I am freaking out right now. Oh, my God.
Hey.
Taggart, no, listen to me. Listen.
Darren.
I'll tell you when you can talk, man. This is my time because I have rehearsed this over again and over again in my head. And I just need you to know.
All right.
Darren. Grade 10. It was grade 10. And I was with Melissa Wapniak. And we saw you guys at, what is the square by the, Eaton Center? There's a square with concerts.
Dundas?
Yes!
Dundas,
yes!
Okay,
thank you.
Okay,
I saw
listen.
You. Bro, I saw you guys there,
Darren.
With Melissa Wapniak. And she was like, I thought it was on. And you know what?
Darren.
She was like, I have to go home. My dad said you have to be home by 10. But I was like, you know what? I don't care.
Okay,
you
Darren,
go.
Take it easy.
I'm going to stay.
Take it easy. Take it easy, Darren. You're getting in my face, man.
What?
Take it. Just take it easy. Like, finish the story. Finish the story.
It does
lance
the boil of excitement when someone tells you to take it easy. I don't know what to do.
Like, it's not over. Just take it easy.
Okay. Well, anyway, she went home, right? Because she had a curfew. And she had to be home at 10 because her dad said, be home at 10. So she had to be home at 10. But I was like, you know, you go. I'm going to stay. I'll call you tomorrow. But I can't miss these guys. Okay, you're the reason I started taking drum lessons, dude.
Darren,
the thing of it is. The thing of it is the day after this concert, I started taking drum lessons.
Darren, the arms.
But here's the funny thing.
Calm down, Darren.
No.
I know, but your arms.
You just have to let me get to the funny part. The day after this concert, okay? The day after this concert, I've been calling this dude to ask him if he would give me drum lessons, and he never called me back. Guess what happened the day after the concert? Guess.
What? What
guess.
Happened?
Just guess.
He was busy? He was sick?
No. He never called me back.
But that's so what you just
what?
Said.
No. So guess what I did?
What did you do, man?
I started teaching myself the drums. And I was like, we are all innocent. We are 1, 2, 6, 8, 4. 1, 2. And I invented my own math.
Oh, you did, you?
No. Wait.
Listen,
man. And then I taught myself to play drums. And you want me to play Innocent right now?
No. Just relax for a second.
It is
epic.
Even people that don't know me are like, are you the innocent guy? And I'm like, yes.
Now I'm like trying to find ways to get out of here right now.
I know. But I'd be pinned against the wall.
I know. Now I'm worried for my safety.
But it's born out of enthusiasm. That's the thing about Take It Easy Guy. Like, Take It Easy Guy's just happy to see you.
No, that guy was over the line. He had some, like, he wanted to be... Well, come on. What did he want to do? He wanted me to listen to him play Innocent on a table with his hands?
With weird math. 1, 2, 6, 8, 3, 5. Go back and get the 1.
Just because he counts it like that, he thinks he's invented a new time signature.
Yeah.
He's like, one and two and three and six and four and repeat.
1 and 8 and.
So he's like,
and. I don't even use numbers. I just use the ands. And.
Like, he thinks he's Thelonious Monk because he came, like, figured that out while he was eating a Reuben sandwich one day.
But Take It Easy Guy is born out of the Gear Pigeon in a way. Let me try Take It Easy Guy with the side salad of the Gear Pigeon. You ready?
Well, I mean, this guy's Take It Easy Guy is very shallow. Gear Pigeon Guy could be a normal guy that just
could
loves.
Have some depth.
Yeah.
I'm going to try a combo.
This guy is like, probably does scoops on the weekends. You know, probably has been fired a few times. Doesn't have a lot of friends.
I'm going to do a rare combo of Gear Pigeon into Take It Easy Guy. Ready?
Oh, like turning into Gear Pigeon? Like,
yeah, it's a
almost
combo.
Like a... Okay, so it's like the Hulk where you turn from Gear Pigeon turns into Take It Easy Guy?
Yeah.
There's a transformation?
Yeah. Count me in from 3. I love this.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Wow, what a good night.
Jeremy Taggart? Yeah,
what a great place.
Cool. Drummer, right?
Yeah.
I always just gravitate towards the other drummers in the crowd.
Yeah.
Cool, man. I'm a drummer too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I could kind of tell a little bit.
How? Just because I'm like, I can never kind of sit still?
Yeah, it's almost like you're just a beat. Constantly grooving, you know?
Well, yeah, but I noticed that about you too.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you something real quick. What'd you start playing on? AOTs? Set of AOTs?
Like started or like like right now?
Yeah. Just like when you started out, what did you
they
start
were not,
playing?
No, they were crappy.
Crappy?
Mishmash.
Mishmash. That's no, what
like,
I started out on.
No, I mean like,
that is so intense.
No, I mean like
that. This is crazy, man. I have often, and I said to my brother, if I met Jeremy Taggart, I bet it would be like synapses firing, you know? And that is exactly what it feels like.
Yeah.
I don't want to sound crazy or nothing.
Well,
yeah.
So you just like have
no, a but of course, yeah. We should jam. We should totally jam. Do you have a jam space or?
Not at the moment.
Because my friend Calvin has one in Brampton, and he's like, dude, anytime. And I'm like, well, maybe Jeremy Taggart and I will come out there. I already texted him. When I saw you here tonight, I was like, why don't, maybe Taggart and I will just slide out there and we can rehearse.
Just a little rip up the 410, just bang.
What do you think? Yeah, I can even pick you up, man. My CRV, like the back seats fold down. I have all kinds of room if you want to bring a kit, or there's even a kit there if you want to. What do you say? I'm only available like Tuesday through Saturday.
Okay, perfect.
Sunday I have a thing.
Yeah, me too. I can't really do maybe
okay,
another
this is
time.
Perfect. We both have things on Sunday. So no, Tuesday through Saturday, I am available. Do you know what we're going to do? You know what we're going to do?
No.
I'm going to call him. I can't promise anything, but we should go tonight. Let's go tonight.
Let's go tonight.
Yes! What else are you doing? You're staying at this lame thing? Let's go rip it up, man. What are you doing? Tell me what you're doing that you can't do that, man. Let's go.
Take it easy, okay? Just relax for a second. Just 2 seconds. I get it. Like,
You know what?
I just know what? I can't tonight, you know?
People said you were a dick.
No, man. No.
Yeah,
no,
they did.
No.
I guess they're right.
No, not at all.
That's what everybody said.
No,
I don't think he is. They were right.
No, man. I can't. Like, just.
Because you're busy doing what?
Well, I was supposed to be here, but I mean, if you want...
You came.
We'll go jam then. Let's go jam.
Yeah? This guy!
Yeah.
I'm going to call Calvin right now and tell him we're on our way.
Where is this place?
Caving is better than not going. Like, all right, fine. The easiest way to get out of it is to go.
And then, like, sneak out.
Go to the bathroom
on the way
and just
there.
Leave.
Just, like, somehow not get in the cab.
I love Take It Easy Guy. Will you try one on me when we come back?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's take a break, bud.
But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take my next check, and I'm going to go to Money Mart, and I'm going to get her cashed, because the CNE's coming up soon, and I want to have money for that. No, it's not funny. I'm just living check to check right now. I don't even know where you get money, Laramie. Where's your money come from? Why are you laughing?
It's a Sunday night redo. If you're
it's
just joining us.
It's a redo.
We're redoing because we used the Zoom. So the audio last week, you might have noticed, wasn't great. It's because the battery's cacked and I hardwired it. Hardwired it, maybe the batteries were working against...
Bottom line, the Zoom is fit for the pit.
The Zoom is fit for the pit.
Unless these
Zoom people are watching want to holler at me right quick and make it right. But so far, it's a battery sucker. And I went to Canadian Tire and bought $18 worth of high-end AA batteries to try it in and again see if they'd last longer. Doesn't even work.
Nothing.
Started from the bottom. Now we're still here, thanks to the Zoom. So then I went to the Staples and I got an iPad.
And Canadianity, we gotta keep it clean. $230 or something, right?
For the Zoom?
Yeah.
Oh, plus delivery. It was closer to $3. This iPad was $429 at the Staples. I went for the 32 gig. I didn't need the 164 gig because I'm not storing anything. It's really just a FaceTime machine.
Mm-hmm.
But then I decided to shoot it on the iPad and FaceTime on Carol's phone because, as I mentioned, I forgot my phone.
Yeah.
Cheers. Hit me with the Take It Easy Guy because it's fun.
Okay, hold on. So
where are
we? We're at a restaurant, maybe. You're solo working on. You're doing something on a gig.
Oh, good. That's
so
good.
So just you, right?
Yeah.
So you're having a dinner at like a keg out in the keg out.
Yeah, I love
somewheres.
It. Okay. Keg and Vaughn.
Vaughn, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey!
Hey.
Hey! Jonathan Torrens.
Yeah, how are you, man?
Wow! Wow! Right on, man!
Oh.
Holy moly!
Cool, yeah. What's your name?
My name... Wow, it's really you. I'm Roger.
Hey, Roger, how are you? Where are you from, Roger?
I'm pretty good. I'm I'm pretty good.
Good. Glad to hear it.
I am good.
What are you doing tonight? You out celebrating something or?
Out, you know, looks like you're just kind of out too.
Yeah, yeah, just trying to get some work done because I have a thing tomorrow.
Early. Broccoli.
Yep.
Chicken.
I want a brock with you.
Hey, what are you having? Is that a rye you have there?
It's a rye and Diet Coke.
Do you want me, mind if I have a drink with you here? I got a drink here.
Hmm?
You mind if I have a drink with you here?
No. No, of course not. By all means.
Wow. Jonathan Torrens, really you, eh?
Hmm.
Wow.
What's your story, Roger?
Just pretty cool, eh? Must be cool, huh?
Oh, yeah. Believe me. It's right? Not that cool.
Like all the times, all the guys, all the people, all the yeah. women, eh? All the girls, huh?
Well,
yeah.
One girl.
All the girls, eh?
Yeah. One special girl. So. Yeah. How about you, Roger? Do you have that special someone that you should get home to tonight, or?
Are you asking if I'm single, or?
No, I just, you know, making conversation. Like, do you have that special someone in your life?
Where'd you get that sweater? It's nice. I like that.
It was a gift from my sister-in-law. Do you have any in-laws? No. Oh my gosh.
I just kind of want to know what, like, it's maybe like you smell like. Is that all right? Just want to smell what smell like. See what you smell like.
See, I don't know. I feel
come
weird.
On. I can almost smell you from here, you know?
I won't bore you with the details, but suffice to say, I exercised this afternoon. That is not something you want to smell.
So, doesn't look like you have much going on tonight. Me either, if you know what I mean. Want to go
have
a beer?
Do you know what the funny thing of it is?
There's a bar.
Place yeah. Over
taps.
Super
nice
early
taps.
Morning and other stuff. Why I can't.
My buddy Carl can come meet us.
You know what? I don't want to bore you with the details.
Oh,
but,
did you mean the
trust
you mean, like,
me? Like, whole complicated story. So,
should I call Carl and Carl to come over now?
Well, no. If you want to call Carl, you should because I'm going to leave, and then so you and Carl could hang out. So that'd probably work out.
No. Let me call Carl. Let's call Carl.
Let you call Carl.
No.
I'm going to call the server and get the bill.
Call Carl right now.
Yeah, you call Carl, and I'm just going to slip out.
Get my
phone
here.
And I'm going to go to pay. It was nice to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you.
You can take it easy. Was that the lean across the table coming in to smell me?
Yeah.
Barf.
Coming in to smell you anyway?
Oh. What is with wanting to smell somebody?
What's it how long it took for you to say take it easy?
Well, it might not surprise you that I'm a little bit tolerant in situations like that. Because part of me is like, I gotta see how this plays out. How weird is this gonna get?
That guy was pretty greasy, no?
Super greasy.
Carl?
Yeah, Carl the friend. There's no Carl, is there? Hey, I was thinking about, imagine someone's driving and wanting to send a text and they can't. So they ask the person beside them to send the text. Do you want to try that?
Yeah.
Should we do it as us?
Sure.
Hey, Jer.
Yeah, Jonathan?
You see my phone down there in the coffee holder?
Yeah.
Yeah, would you mind just sending a quick text for me? Because my voice to text
no
actually
problem.
Doesn't seem to work very well with my new phone. Anyone else
okay.
notice that? Sorry, it's kind of detailed.
Okay,
so,
well,
just start with
these thumbs were made for walking.
Oh, great. So, hey Noreen.
Hey Noreen, is that N-O-R-E-E-N or
N-O-R-E-E-N? Yep. And
hey uppercase
N, obviously. Hey Noreen.
Yeah.
And then a dash, but not the word dash, like a line.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have that?
Dash. Yeah, I got it.
Hey Noreen, dash. Got your presentation, comma, thanks.
Got your presentation.
Comma.
Comma, thanks. Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah. You don't have to tell me.
Is the G in got? That's uppercase, right?
Just
uppercase G, got your presentation, thanks.
Okay, now,
new sentence.
I'm going back. Okay, fixed it.
So got your hey Noreen, dash, got your presentation, thanks.
Did it.
You with me?
Yeah.
Okay. And then this will be sarcasm. So like, you didn't put too much work into it or anything.
You didn't put too much work in it or anything. So like
into it or anything.
Into it or anything.
Yep. And then after, are you there?
Yeah, I got
after anything? Okay. So then, you know those faces where it's like a happy face, but like one eye is closed and the tongue is out? Like sort of a, like I'm teasing you. Like I'm,
I never thought that was teasing you. I thought that was more like maybe like excited, wasn't it? Or crazy?
Yeah, I think, but crazy is okay. Like, I'm being crazy.
Oh, okay. All right.
Like,
okay.
I didn't put too much work into it or anything.
All right. Okay. Right? I did it. Got it.
So maybe two of those.
Okay.
One
two.
Is like crazy.
All right.
The second
two.
Is I'm excited.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't send it yet.
I know.
Are you there?
I'm done.
Okay, so
yeah.
We have a blah. Okay.
Yeah, I have two of them. Yeah.
And now put way to avoid the, and then can you find a tiny picture of an elephant?
Way to avoid the
tiny elephant.
Tiny
way to avoid
elephant?
The elephant picture.
Like,
yeah.
What do you
and
mean, tiny?
In the room.
Wait, hold on a second. I have to Google a photo of a tiny elephant?
No, I think there's an emoji. It's like an elephant. So way to avoid the, and then like elephant emoji. And then we're going to say in the room. Way to avoid the elephant
in
the room.
Okay, so.
Know what I mean?
Way to avoid the elephant emoji.
In the room.
Okay. Because
it's like, you know the expression elephant in the room? Hey,
where is this going by? This seems like it's a bit of a personal text to be...
No. But after we send it, I'll explain what all this means. So, hey, Noreen, dash, got the presentation, comma, thanks, uppercase G. Looks like you didn't work too hard on it. And then, and then, way to avoid the elephant in the room, period, right?
Yes, I got that.
Okay, so new sentence, I'd be, like I would be, but the contraction, I'd be.
I'd be.
Yeah, and then is there a lion emoji?
Yes, I got
it. I'd be lion.
Okay, I'd be lion.
Like, get it?
Yeah.
I'd be lion if I said I wasn't a little.
If I said I wasn't.
I'd be lion if I said I wasn't a little.
Yeah, I got it.
And then is there like a jelly emoji? Like peanut butter and jelly? Because I want her to know I'm jealous.
Okay, I got it. Jelly.
Okay.
I found jelly. Yeah.
So I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a little jelly. Like spoonful of jelly.
Yeah.
Now, you must be ready. New sentence. You must be ready for some.
You must be ready for some. Gotcha. Perfect.
Yeah.
Done.
And then is there like a happy face that's sleeping?
Yes, gotcha.
Yeah?
Sleeping happy face.
You must be ready for some sleeping. Like a happy face that's like, maybe it has Zeds?
I'll tell you who's ready for sleeping after this text right now.
No,
but
we're almost done.
Okay.
And then, because that was...
Because that was...
You must be ready for sleeping because that was... And this one, I don't think happy faces don't have arms, but is there one that's like glue?
How about, I have this David Bronstein picture. Do you want me to use
that? Okay,
that
would be
GIF?
Good. Yeah.
This David Bronstein GIF.
Yeah, and then like maybe we alternate like happy face with a tear, happy face with the sweat.
Okay.
Happy face with the blah. Like, maybe, like, six of those.
Okay, I'm done. Got it.
Yeah?
Okay.
And then send.
Sent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you send it?
I sent it.
No, I meant... I meant write the word send, because we're going to send another sentence that says, like, send me any feedback.
Okay, so now I'll just write... Okay, send me any feedback. Send. I sent that.
Is there an embarrassed happy face? Because we need to start the next text with like a good.
I feel like some, you know, this is happening. Some actor in LA with their like assistant. So, like, they make them do all this, like, and it's gone on for like 45 minutes.
Yeah, back and start forth. With a sunflower and also a this, and also a this, and also a this,
and then a crying face.
What is this?
And
a,
this?
What is that?
It's annoying. It's what they make babies do. I don't know. What is that?
That's
that
an emoji, like, though, that people send.
Does that mean, like,
there seems to be some discussion as to whether it's a hug or just, like, hey.
Oh, do you mean this or this?
Well, I think this.
Oh, this.
Must be that. What is
does
that?
Does it mean, like, thumbs carrying a head? Hey. Is it yelling?
I think that...
Hey! It looks like yelling. Do it again.
I always thought it was like a hmm. But I think it's like a ha.
No, but what's a ha?
You dictate
it like a barker? I don't know. I don't know how
how to make it that annoying and detailed?
Well, I just
it was like 7 minutes of dictating a text.
You text like the wrong thing to somebody? You didn't mean that. We've done that.
Yes,
like, how about if,
absolutely.
Or if you write, like, I don't know, after that, I don't know how to.
I've told you that Indigo collects phones, right?
Yeah, I love that.
So everyone in the family that's done with a phone sends it to her. And sometimes they still turn on, but they don't have SIM cards in them and stuff. She's been texting people in whoever's phone it was, contact list. And I think she knows they don't actually get sent. But if you turn on one of the old phones and scroll through, it's like she texted Tina and said, like, hey,
up?
Bro, how's your summer? Heart, dog emoji. Pretty
and
cute.
What? It's not, it's just.
Well, it
sent.
Just says not delivered underneath.
Oh, that's amazing. That
yeah.
is awesome.
Like, been meaning to ask, how's your summer going? LOL. Hey, I want to ask you this technology question because maybe the bots listening can help. You know, she wanted a typewriter for her birthday.
Yeah.
And I went on the Kijiji and I found a typewriter. It said it works great. $45. I drove to the guy's house. I gave him 50. Didn't even open the thing. Didn't look at it because he said it works great. And I get it home and it doesn't work great.
Yeah.
Where nowadays do you go to get like ink or get a typewriter serviced? I'm asking because maybe one of the buds knows.
Yeah, and I think you're talking about the ribbon ones, right? The ribbon ink, the old school.
Yeah, it's not an electric one. It's an old school one.
Good luck. That's like an antique thing. But I'm sure they're out there. It has to be out there. It's just probably pricey.
I know. There's a.
It's expensive.
There's a guy in my town that like still has a TV repair shop. So I wonder, like, what is the equivalent for a typewriter?
Well, if he doesn't know, like, himself, he might know someone who does. That would be a good
like,
person
like, hey,
to
dude,
ask.
You're into old stuff. Here's another old thing.
Here's
but
old
I will
stuff.
Say,
I bet you if
the thing doesn't work, don't advertise on Kijiji that it works great.
No. No, I know. Not even, like, it wouldn't type anything. Because there's no... Is there an ink cartridge or an ink a ribbon in there that's dry or whatever?
I think so. I didn't examine it that closely because I can't remember what happened. Maybe she was coming in the door or something.
Because I mean, you might
I had
you
to
might
slip
you,
it away.
You pulled it all the way. There's no extra on one side, right? Of the wet.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, it's all dry.
Why?
Space. Well, if it pulls across, if there's still some in the other side that's usable, it might work. Yeah, but if it's done, that's it.
I love that.
Or if it's dry.
She's been writing chapter books. She has a series of chapter books called like Molly the Dog. So Molly the Dog flies a plane and Molly the Dog goes to the beach. And she's been writing them longhand and stapling them together. So she probably has 8 or 10 Molly the Dog books. So you know how sometimes like if a kid has an idea for their Halloween costume in June, by August it's something else and they keep changing it up. She hasn't wavered on wanting a typewriter for her 7th birthday in probably 6 weeks now. Crazy.
Love that. Well, that's good though. Is it the great. Sound? It's there's something to be said about an old typewriter, the vibe.
I think so too. And of all the classes I took in high school, I took typing as a joke because it was supposed to be a bird course, and it's probably the thing that I use the most in the world. Did you ever take typing?
Yeah. Yeah, I did, and I failed typing.
Did you? Why?
I don't know. I don't think it. I think I ended up skipping it all the time, one of those.
Right.
To this day, I'm not
a very devout student.
To this day, I'm not a great typer.
Are you a hunter and pecker? Like one finger, like this math?
Well, nowadays everyone's thumbs, right? But if I was doing a keyboard, I wasn't like this, but I was kind of like...
finger searching.
Like bad piano player?
Right. Like how did you write the book? That way?
Yeah.
Finger pecking?
Bad piano player styles.
Yeah. Well, I would know something about that. I'm a bad piano player, bud.
Yeah.
Hey, let's take a break and we'll play a game when we come back. Want to?
Yeah, let's do it.
Here's the other thing I will say about the Zoom, and I'm already liking the iPad better, because all of the gauges and monitors and stuff were on the back of the Zoom. So now, for example, I can see the little audio thing going gork, 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 gork every time I talk. So I know that there's audio being recorded.
Like you know there's audio. You know how loud it is. You know if you're peeking it or not.
Yes.
Hey!
Yes!
Yeah!
I don't think I can peek it.
That's pretty good.
Let's play giant tiger flyer lower or higher.
Lower or higher. Yeah.
And then you're going to hit me with Hudson Bay flyer lower or higher.
I'm gonna hit you with a couple Hudson Bay flyer lower or higher.
Okay. Giant Holiday tiger ones. Flyer lower or higher.
It sounds so good
it's
to
great.
Say the whole
giant
thing.
Tiger flyer lower or higher. Here's if you've never heard the game, here's how it works. I'm going to give a product and a price. All Jeremy has to do is guess whether the actual price is lower or higher. Thus the name giant tiger flyer lower or higher. Here's the first one. You ready?
Yeah.
Swiss Chalet frozen pot pie. Swiss Chalet frozen pot pie, $4.49. Save $4, limit of three. $4.49. Lower or higher?
That's a hot price. Yeah. I'm going to say the real price is higher than that.
The real price is higher than that. The real price is $4.97.
You're what?
Well done. You're off to the races. Okay, you ready?
With 2 cents? Is that what it was?
No, it's 50 cents. Here's a good one. Strawberry Pop-Tarts, Kellogg Snacks, save $1, limit of six. Okay? Box of Pop-Tarts, $1.99. Lower or higher?
That's a dollar off, and $1.99 is only a dollar off. That's pretty cheap for some Pop-Tarts right there.
$1.99.
Pop-Tarts are normally like $5. I'm going to say their real price is higher, bud.
Real price is lower. The real price is $1.67. That's why you can only get 6 boxes. They don't want you clearing out the place. Otherwise, Sobeys would do it shopping at Giant Tiger.
Get me some of those right now. Is that
this
Shoppers?
This is good.
This Canadian Tire or Shoppers? No, this is classic. This is Giant Tiger.
Yeah, this is Giant Tiger.
There's one in just up the road. I'm going to hit it tomorrow. Give me some.
By the way, I just got a bunch of like, do you want to install the latest update on the iPad and put my finger on the center of the iPad so I don't know what that'll do to the recording.
Just dismiss it, that's all, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I did. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Classico
yeah.
Alfredo pasta sauce. Do you say pasta or pasta?
Pasta.
I say pasta too.
Whatevs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Classico Alfredo pasta sauce, $2.99. Limit of four, $2.99.
$2.99? I'm going to say the real price is lower than that.
That's right. The real price is lower. The real price is $199.
Now,
you're good
now
at
that
this.
Now that I know what I'm dealing with here, I was off for a second there.
Okay. Main Street Deli Black Forest Ham. Okay? It is smoked Black Forest Ham, Main Street Deli. Do you want to see a picture of it?
Yeah.
All right.
I definitely do,
I think I can do it and cover the price.
And I will describe it when I see it to the people that don't see it.
Main Street Ham. See it? There's the Main Street Ham.
Yeah, it looks like a typical
Black
sliced
Forest ham. Yep, it's in a box, which is a little disconcerting if you ask me.
It's in a box.
It is deli meat, Main Street Deli, Black Forest Ham, Jambon Forêt Noire. Jambon Forêt Noire, Black Forest Ham. The price is $3.99. Lower or higher?
Oh my god.
This has good play along.
$3.99?
Yeah.
$3.99? That sounds like
cheap for ham.
It's very cheap. It's so grossly cheap. I'm going to say the real price is actually higher than that because it's a little low. That
real price is lower. The real price is $3.47. A lot of people will tell you that Giant Tiger is a great place to go buy groceries. The eggs, the produce, all those things are very reasonable.
It's banging.
Giant Tiger is banging.
You can get beans for like 48 cents.
Yeah. You can't afford not to shop there. Okay. Delicio. It's a Delicio Rising Crust Deluxe Pizza. Ready?
Yeah.
$5.99. Delicio Rising Crust Deluxe Pizza. $5.99. Lower or higher?
That sounds like it's not that great a deal for Giant Tiger. I'm going to say the real price is lower than that.
The real price is lower than that. Killed it. Okay. This is good. Green Giant.
Green Giant.
Green Giant.
This is the Green Giant.
Cream style corn. Green Giant. Cream style corn. It's a
can.
Yep. There's also like normal peas. What are those? Stand by. What are those? They're canned vegetables. Those are
just peas,
sweet peas.
Like straight up.
Canned sweet peas and cream style corn. Green Giant cans. $1.49.
That's not that. I don't think that's. How big's the can? What's the size?
You know, it's can size. What do you mean?
No, it'll tell you. Read it. It's got it in there.
I can't see that close. The writing
is this big. No, but it doesn't have, like... But for
it's
the
a can.
Flyer?
Yeah, it's not a jumbo can or a family size can. It's a regular can.
Like a normal, like a can of beans.
Like a regular
can.
Like Aylmer tomato sauce size.
I'm going to say the real price is lower than that.
The real price is lower than that.
99 cents.
Dang. Just
first.
Okay, you ready? Captain Highliner frozen fish fillets.
What kind?
Oh boy.
Haddock, cod, halibut. Big dick. Gotta know that fish.
Oh, salmon. Yeah, salmon fillets. Captain Highliner frozen salmon fish fillets. $4.99.
Real price is higher than that. It's gotta be.
The real price is higher than that. Dang.
$4.99, man. That's way too low. What's
okay.
Real price?
Like, here's a good one. Maybe this is the last one. Although it's really fun. 3-pound Honeycrisp apples bag. 3 pounds of Honeycrisp apples. They are the most expensive apple. You buy two of them at Sobeys. It's like $8. 3-pound bag, Honeycrisp apples, $3.99. Lower or higher? 3-pound bag.
That real price is lower than that.
How did you do that?
Because it's Honeycrisp. It's a bag. It's the bag of apples always.
But it's $3.97. It's 2 cents cheaper than the price I gave you. Dang, you're on fire.
You tried to totally, like, you tried to, like, Camp Georgia vote me.
I did.
You tried to give me the Stacey Abrams sneak.
I need to find your weak spot. Okay, Dole diced peaches. Okay. Dole diced peaches. You know, they come in like a little fruit cup that you would put in your kid's lunch. Syrup
so
and what
like
have
a 4-pack or like a 6-pack?
I think it's a 2-banger. Stand by. I think it's a 2-banger. It's this guy right here. See it? It's that guy. It's a 2-banger. Like, when you like peaches sometimes, but you don't want to take them to lunch every single day. It's a 2-banger of diced... Oh, they're diced peaches. They're not sliced. $2.49. Lower or higher?
That's for two of them? That's the worst. Like, it's got to be lower than that.
It's lower, yeah. It's $1.97. Okay. Last one. I've got a cold cocktail.
I think at this point, you have to do it until I can't get it.
Okay, right? Okay, the next one you get wrong, it's over. Yeah. Carnation evaporated milk. Carnation evaporated milk.
Okay.
Yeah, $1.49.
That's totally not a big deal. It's lower.
Yeah, it's lower. $1.33. Dang it! Okay, wait for it.
Oh man.
2-bite brownies. A big container of 2-bite brownies. $2.99.
A big container? How big?
Like, there's probably 20 of the maps in there.
Like the bag?
Yeah. No, it's the plastic container. Like, you open it. Like, you take it to the office for Stacy's birthday. Like, it's that.
Yeah, I know.
I know you're on a diet, Stacy, but you can still have a 2-bite brownie because it's your birthday.
Okay, I got it.
$2.99.
There's no way it's higher than that.
It's lower.
No, it's not.
It's $2.47.
Oh, wow.
It's $2.47.
That's cheap.
No
that's
kidding.
That's really cheap. I knocked it over the month.
The deals are banging. Even the cream pies, $2.97. Look at these maps. Look at them maps. $2.97 for one of the maps.
Oh, man.
Gotta check out the tags. People that buy their groceries there swear by it. Okay, hit me with some Hudson Bay. There's no way I can be as good as you are. Giant tiger flyer, lower or higher?
Okay.
So this is Hudson Bay flyer, lower or higher?
Hudson's Bay flyer, lower or higher? The items are a little more high-end.
Okay. What do you mean? Than a cream pie?
Well, I mean, we're talking about a couch right now. Not a can of, yeah.
Okay, read me the entire description.
So look at this. See this map? This couch here?
Yeah, I see it.
See? See that?
Yeah, I see it. 3-banger.
3-banger?
Yeah.
New home studio Bradford 88-inch Italian tanned leather sofa in ash.
It's protesting too hard. That's a lot
made in made in Canada. Okay. Available in leather or fabric options.
What do they want for that?
Okay. $16.99.
Lower.
Lower or
way
higher?
Lower. Way lower. That's a $9.99 couch. What is it?
$18.99.
Come on! Well, they must move one a year. Who goes? I'm going to turn on them. Who goes to Hudson Bay to buy a couch when you go to Leon to not pay a cent ever?
Okay.
$18.99 for a couch at Hudson Bay?
Okay, I'll give you another couch. I guess
the blankets
then.
Are like $9.
I'll give you another one here. See this.
Dang.
See this little map here? With the map. Sectional?
The
this
corner?
This little sectional. Yeah.
So one guy can lie straight out and then two maps can sit beside him going, can I have a turn?
Yeah. New home studio, Bridgeport. 114-inch sectional sofa with chase and steel, made in Canada. Available in fabric or leather options. Price? $12.99. Lower or higher?
I mean, the last example would suggest that it's higher, but I can't imagine in my heart it's more than that. Lower.
It's $13.99. It's higher.
Dang. Okay, move out of furniture. Give me something else.
Okay.
I'm 0 for 2. Like, are there any isotoner gloves or anything?
No, look, see these masks.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Peter Pan getaways, yeah. Read the description.
Bugatti leather Chelsea boots with buckle. So total Donovan boots.
Yeah.
Right, Donovan saying he's looking at these. Dude, Donovan looking at him.
He's on the red carpet, yeah? Hey, thanks to Hudson Bay for sponsoring my boots for tonight. I told them I wanted a buckle, and they got one.
Bugatti.
Oh.
Okay.
It's not even like a real last name. What is it? What do they want for that?
Okay. $230. Lower or higher? You're
230?
Almost. Yeah. Lower or higher?
Well, it's against every fiber of my being, but suddenly I'm going to guess higher.
Yeah, it's higher. 250.
Wow.
Yeah, see, you got it. Good
I'm going to put a pair of Bugattis on my Christmas list. Hey, Carol, stop in Hudson Bay and grab me a set of Bugattis. 250.
Okay. Here's some, seeing these pots and pans.
Hold it up a little.
The pots.
Oh yeah. They're red. KitchenAid. Yeah, nice. How many pieces? 7 or 13?
Okay. Candy apple red, 10-piece.
Yeah, oh, it's a 10-bagger.
Stainless steel cookware set.
10-piece is probably 2 frying pans.
Yeah.
4 pots. And 4 lids.
Yeah. So, I'm going to tell you the price is $300. Lower or higher? $300.
I think you're saying $300, but it's actually $299.99. Because I've seen them at Canadian Tire for a surprisingly low amount. So I'm going to say lower, but not by much.
It's lower, but it's a lot. $229, bud.
Really?
Yeah, that's not a bad sale right there.
Not a bad sale right there.
Hey?
See, the Paderno pots are made out here in PEI. Those masks are expensive because they're worth it and high end. But KitchenAid garbage, they pump that out pretty easy.
Yeah.
Hit me, we have time for one more.
Okay.
On this Sunday night redo.
See these masks here? These
suitcases?
Suitcase masks?
Yep. There's like, I'm going away for a week, and then I'm going away for a dirty weekend.
Yeah, like, they're 19-inch carry-ons.
Yep.
Samsonite, Rhapsody Light, and XT 19-inch carry-on spinners.
Okay.
What do you think of that?
Are there, do they have four wheels or two wheels?
Four wheels. So okay, the spinners.
Four bangers. Yep.
Spinners are four wheel. Okay, ready?
Yes.
$140. Lower or higher?
Samsonite's good name.
Yeah. And they're spinners. And it's two-piece. Two-piece. It's a two-piece spinners. Yeah.
And you said 149?
Yeah.
I'm going to say higher.
159, bot. You got it. Yeah, you're in the pocket.
Nice. I'm glad we ended on a high note because I kind of got schooled there.
I know, eh? Hey. It's the way it is.
Hey, there you go,
bot. Sometimes with shopping. With shopping, you know who to talk to, right?
You do. Before we go, let's just remind the people that our West Coast dates are sneaking up.
Yeah.
We're going to be in all over BC in January and in Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba in February. And it makes a great Christmas gift. Come out and see give the gift of bodness.
Absolutely.
Give bodism to your loved one.
Bring some bodism into your 2019.
Yeah, we're going to Penticton. I've never been to Penticton.
I don't think I've been there other than driving through.
Well, and if people don't come to the show, I'm going to be Penticked. What is this town near Penticton that's bigger? Is it Kelowna?
Well, they're all kind of in that interior there, yeah.
Right.
Kelowna, Kamloops maybe?
Yeah, I think it's Kamloops. And I know that it's a bigger town, but Penticton, they were psyched for this particular venue. They thought it was a really good fit for us. So hopefully buds will come from all neighboring towns to see us because we can't wait to get back out to the West Coast. We were pleasantly surprised last time.
We were, yes. It was
masks
a great time. We
showed up out of nowhere.
Back. Absolutely, and they will again.
For sure. Good chatting, bud.
Good chatting, buds.
Jonathan Torrens, CNN, Truro.
Bananas are potassium. Bananas are yellow.
Bananas, bananas come in bunches. Sometimes there's tarantulas in them. But